Welcome to Quickies.
Nothing much is now an outdated answer, because when someone asks you what is up, it is time to tune into Quickies brought to you by In.com and listen to all the latest goss only with me, Arjun. Now, regardless of how old you might be today, there is no doubt that you haven't heard of the classic Dola Re from Devdas. During the time, Aishwarya Rai had to go through some serious training in order to put her best feet forward against Madhuri Dixit, who is undoubtedly one of the best dancers in Bollywood, if not the world. Cut to 2019. Ghar More Pardesia music video just dropped from the movie Kalank. Now, for any millennial who's watched this already would be proud of having Alia Bhatt represent them and share the floor with the evergreen Madhuri. And even though Alia is not a trained classical dancer, thanks to Remo D'Souza's choreography, we can see both the talents setting the dance floor on fire and adding grandeur to an exemplary set. Speaking of, it is very important to point out the fact that whatever you see on screen is the doing of Abhishek Varman, a young director who is spearheading Kalank. I guess if he continues doing what he's doing, it would be safe to call him a predecessor of acclaimed filmmakers like Sanjay Leela Bhansali and Suraj Bharjatia. Apart from Alia and Madhuri, we also see Varun Dhawan in the video, who has very little to do, but I'm sure we'll see a lot of him in the film. So for now, go and treat yourself to Remo D'Souza's fusion choreography of modern-day moves inspired by parkour with storytelling of classic tales like the Ramayana. There's nothing new about Bollywood stars and sports personalities being spotted together every now and then. But no matter how many of those you see, you never get tired of it. Recently, the ace tennis player Sania Mirza's Instagram had Salman Khan in it. The two of them met in Dubai, where Bhai is currently on a Dabang Reloaded tour along with stars like Jacqueline Fernandez, Sonakshi Sinha and a few more. The million-dollar selfie had Sania wearing a white t-shirt below a black jacket and Salman donning a simple grey shirt. The two subtly smiling looking into the camera while the caption read "family" with a heart emoticon. It is no surprise that both of them share a close bond and have praised each other in the past during interviews. In fact, in a recent one when Sania was asked who she would want to feature in her biopic, she was quick to respond by saying, "I would like Salman to play Shoaib's half in my biopic film. He's a decent friend of mine and my favorite actor too. Additionally, I actually have never seen Deepika Padukone and Salman sharing screen space, so yes, it would be a treat to observe them." Looks like she served a nice backhand to Bollywood and now the ball is clearly in their court. Would you stay friends with someone after they publicly describe your butt as cottage cheese stuffed into a trash bag? If your answer is no, then it would be hard for you to wrap your head around Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton's friendship. The duo recently reunited in order to celebrate Paris Hilton's birthday as well as St. Patrick's Day. Even though Paris turned 38 on 17 February, the reason behind celebrating a month later was because of Paris's ex-bestie and reality TV star Kim Kardashian. Both of them flooded their Instagram with snippets from the party, which clearly showed they had a blast. The glimpses from the night also included Paris wearing a shimmery silver jumpsuit and showing off her dance moves through a jaw-dropping pole dance. Over a decade ago, along with the butt remark, Paris had made a statement saying, "We don't really talk. As I always say, everyone comes into your life for a reason, a season or a lifetime. And she was in my life for a long time. There comes a point in life where you just grow apart and you realize you're not as similar as you thought. And I never run into her anywhere. Isn't that so weird?" But after apologizing in 2014, Paris's birthday has been one of those rare occasions where the two have been spotted partying together. So what exactly is in the store for these two? Looks like we'll have to wait for Kim's next birthday bash. While there are plenty of people out there who are yet to watch Bahubali, the director S.S. Rajamouli has closed that chapter for good and moved on to the point of finishing the Hyderabad shooting schedule by the end of the month for his next blockbuster, RRR. Even though there is a short break after this particular schedule, Rajamouli has no intentions of slowing down, since the word from the camp is that he has already sent a few members of his team to Pune for scouting locations. Apart from Pune, Ahmedabad and a few more parts of North India are on the map, and this period drama will be shot in multiple locations. SSR is particular about using real-life locations to contribute to the believability factor. The entire film is set in the 1920s with huge action sequences and chase scenes, which are set to be filmed in the next 3 months. There are some high expectations from his film, which comes as no surprise considering what this talented filmmaker has delivered in the past. But there is little doubt when it comes to how grand RRR is going to be, especially when you have someone like Alia Bhatt in the film who will play the character of Sita opposite South Indian star Ram Charan. Apart from them, NTR, Samudera Kani and Daisy Edgar Jones are also going to be seen on screen. I'm sure you might be overwhelmed by the prospect of this super exciting project, but the cherry on top is Ajay Devgan's special cameo in the flashback portion of the film. Too bad we're going to have to wait till 30th July 2020 to watch this legendary piece of art. But on the bright side, it does release in 10 Indian languages, so make sure you take everyone you know. Cricket stadiums around the country are going to start flooding in starting March 23rd when IPL 2019 is set to start. With every year passing, it only seems to get bigger and crazier. This season is no different. All kinds of changes are constant in the 2020 Cash Rich League, but one of the biggies of the 12th season is to do with Yuvraj Singh. The left-handed cricketer who made his grand debut in IPL while captaining Kings XI Punjab and then moving on to Pune Warriors, Royal Challengers Bangalore, Delhi Daredevils, Sunrisers Hyderabad is now going to represent the Mumbai Indians this season. Earlier this week, he began practice at home ground Wankhede Stadium, which he claims brought back a lot of memories and made him nostalgic. I mean, why wouldn't it, considering he was on the non-striker's end on this particular pitch when MS Dhoni had to hit a six to win India's second World Cup back in 2011. The moment was all the more special to him given that he was named Man of the Series. So far, UV has scored 2,652 runs in 128 IPL matches from 2008 to 2018. So let's hope that the nostalgia factor only helps him perform better this year. More power to you, Paji. My name is Arjun and that's all for now. But don't forget to tune in next time for some more happening news only here on Quickies brought to you by In.com.
The Quickies on In.com.